This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Shavua, this week's parasha. We have the Haschala of the Gullus and the Shrashim, the Gula. Klal Yisrael's Meshubid, they became enslaved in Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu begins to rise from his birth, being in the palace of the king Pare, running away. So the Haschala of the Geula already is in the Parsha, in this week's Parsha, where we have the Shibud. It's interesting, famous Ara, Ala Mefarshim, Ali Bali Musa Redden, where is the background of Moshe Rabbeinu that brought him to be chosen to be the Goyal Yisrael? We should have expected in the Torah an entire biography about Moshe Rabbeinu from childhood. We should have seen in the Torah his marks from Cheder, Epis, Chvei, something that should say, ah, this is Alayelid Azei Spaloti. We don't see it in the Torah. We don't see any specialty about Moshe Rabbeinu in his brilliance, in his Yirat Shamayim, in his Lomdis, Hechveizlos, whatever. Well, who is Moshe Rabbeinu and why he's chosen is a famous Shaila that all the Mefarshim Ha'Me'ira, Alter von Kelim and Rabbi Yeruchim have many Arichas and Shmuzin to explain that yes, we do find the Shrashim of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. The roots of Moshe Rabbeinu and his godless are in the Torah. It's in the story where he leaves the palace, as we state in the Pasuk, we find that he grows up in the palace of the king. Vayi bayamim ahem vayigdal Moshe vayetze el Achav. And we all know the story, and he went out, vayabesiv leisam, vayare ish mitzri maki ishivi me'achav, and he kills the mitzri. And then he goes out a second day, they're fighting, and he stops the fight, and that turns into a ganze, so to speak, a conspiracy that he has to run away. He's got to run, and he flees. In dem steht Godless Moshe Rabbeinu. This is where we find Moshe Rabbeinu's, that was the osid, that he's going to be the Goyal Yisrael and the Melamed Torah Le'ami Yisrael and the Navi, that there's no Navi like him. And he was the Reish of the Sanhedrin, and he had a din of a Melech. He couldn't have had more higher positions than any other person, like Kam Kamesha. Unbelievable. He was the Goyal, the Navi, the Reish Sanhedrin, and the Kohen Gadol for a while too. And he was a Melech, Brisketeiri at a din Melech. And all this licked in Ein Meisen. The Sheirish, the root of all of it, say Bali Musa, Alter von Kelim, Rabbi Ruchim, is in the story that Vayetze Alechav, Vayar Bisiv Leisa. What's in this story, Rabbi Yisai? What is it? Savada. That's what we see. That Moshe Rabbeinu, who had a comfortable bed, to say the least, he grew up in the comfort of the house of Pare, and yet he leaves it Vayar to go and see. And as Rashi quotes the Chazal, Nosan, Einai, V'libai, Liyais, Meitze, B'tzarasan, Shal Yisrael. Zog Alta von Kelem, Rabbi Yeruchem, Menallah, and the Rachaynim, and Mepharshim, and Bali Musar, Pe'echo, they all say the same, you say, Ata das licht. In here, in this posik, in this midah, in this maila, you're gonna, is the future of the manig Meisha Rabbeinu. This is it. Noisei be'el im chaveirei. Why is this so important? Noisei be'el im chaveirei. So there's two Rabbi Yeruchims quoting the Alta from Kelim. You go look through the Musar of Das Chachma Musar, Chachma Musar. There's a lot of Torah on this topic, on this inyan. And there's two Mahalchim. One is that in order to bring Geula, you need to be a Noisei be'el im chaveirei. The redemption from Galus requires Yidden should come together in the midah of Noisei be'el im chaveirei. Alta von Kelim goes as far as to say that the last Galus is really represented in the first Golus. Kimei Tzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Erenu Nifla'ais. Zakt Alta von Kelim to teach us that just like the Shoyrish of Geulas Mitzrayim was Neisei Be'el, it rooted in Moshe Rabbeinu, who presented Neisei Be'el im Chaveirei, Geula Achreina will be the same thing. As Zakt Alta von Kelim, that this will be the sheirish of what brings out the final geula. So geula has to do with Neisei be'el im chaveirei. That's one mahalach that the Bali Musar take. There's another mahalach that Neisei be'el im chaveirei is the basis. It's the foundation of yadus, of a yid. First, midav zayin ayid, and then you could grow into be a chashiv yid, a heilig yid, a grois yid. But first, midav zayin ayid, a Jew has to be first and first before anything, a Jew. Unvas is ayid, zakt alta from kelim is a neisei be'el im chaveirei. Das is ayid, and then we could see further. Does he grow? Yes, he steigs. He could become ayid, an odem gadol, an ayid, an rosh yeshiva, ayid, a talmud chacham, ayid, a gevaldige oisig, whatever it is. Of ayid, daf mitachzeh. Yeah. Katz geflekt alam ul zogin, le'elam, yehe odam, yirei shemayim, b'seisa bagolui, meid ala emes. So everybody reads it, le'elam, yehe odam, kama. First, a person should be a yirei shemayim, the person should be. So the Katzke Flexagin, you have to first put the comma after the word La'ilam Yehei, comma, Adam. First thing is, Medav Zain Amench. It's not a mensch. Kendach Nidzain, Ken Chayera, Unveren, Ayirei Shemayim. It doesn't work that way. Ayirei Shemayim is a midah in an Adam. So La'ilam, yes, every morning when the Baal Tefillah says La'elam Yehi Adam, stop him. Say La'elam Yehi Adam Yirei Shemayim Adam, stop. Yirei Shemayim, stop. In the old days, they used to have telegrams. Notice that the younger generation isn't laughing. It's only the old one because they don't know what it is. Every other word was stop, stop. So here too, the telegram has to be La'elam Yehi, stop. Adam, stop. Yirei Shemayim. When I called that Tzelen HaMaisa. Years ago, I met a Meshulach that came to the shul of my father. My Zaydis days, they used to come from Williamsburg to Queens. Now, Williamsburg to Queens, people, was one straight Metropolitan Avenue. You can go straight down the block. It's a long block, it's a 20-minute ride, but it's a straight ride from Williamsburg straight into Queens. And every morning the Mishalachim would come around from Louisburg, right, collecting the pennies, the quarters, right? When Mezeida was Nifta, it stopped. It slowed down. One fella showed up and he turned to my father and he said, you know, when I used to come to your father, the Rav, it wasn't so much for the money of the shul, pennies. It was for the breakfast that he used to give after. My Zaydi used to go, and every Mishulach got himself his own specialized breakfast. It's like Avraham Avinu would sit there making them the eggs and the coffee, and it was like Aganza, and he would sit and talk to them and hear what their problem was. It was Aganza. So he tells my father, I could sit there and look. My father says to me, I can't do it. Do me a favor, make him the eggs, okay, and listen to him. Right? So I stood there making the eggs, and he keeps on telling me, Yezeda would comment on how he was making special eggs for this special Mishulach, and every guy got his special. All right, so I said, I'll do that. Rishay mitzvahs, machim eir, okay. Special eggs for special you. Okay, the ganze. All right. So he told me, I'm eir dike meise for satme rav. He tells me, I'm in the chasat. I'm a satme chasi. I used to collect money for a certain meise of satme. No, like everything else, yeshivas, money, there's always suchim and din tairas. No, I was taken to a din taira over monies collected, given, whatever the story was. No, I needed a dayin to represent me. A bayir, I had to come and choose a bayir, a dayin that will represent me. So I went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gesagt, Macha list. I should make a list of a few rabbanim, and I'll choose out for you who I think would be the best to represent you in your din teira. So he tells me I made a list from the most chashuv rabbanim and dayanim in those times. The Rebbe looked through the list, and the Rebbe said, "No." Came to my Zayda's name. He said, "Take him." I knew my Zayda was close with the Rebbe. I knew this, but and he said an interesting sharfiz line from the Satmar Rebbe. It always stuck in my head. He said, "No rabbanim, tasach rabbanim. Rabbanim zenen yidden. Aber medav zuchim imetze was is a yidden brad harav." That was his nusach. Satmar Rebbe with his sharp. Said the Zayda, Shmuel Valk, as a Yid, God on the side, he happens to also be a Rav. That's what you need. Here I may say, the Yisayid of everything is a Yid. And what is a Yid? A Yid is a Naisa, the Olam Chaveira, that's the DNA of a Yid. And that's what makes a Yid to the point that from there we can start looking, steigen, in Yireh Shemayim. But you gotta have the basis to be a nice ba'ayim and chaveri. I want to tell you over a pelitika yisayid v'sheira shavayid. I saw it. I just couldn't believe it. It's in the hagdamah to yisayid v'sheira shavayid. Rav Nachum Kimaradna, the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim. Friday night after Ma'ariv, this one so busy he didn't show up at home for many, many hours. He didn't come home for the Friday night meal, for the Friday night Seder. So they could come in Shpet. So there was someone there, a Chashev Talmud Chacham, that was his guest. And he asked the guest, "Why did you wait? You should have just made Kiddush. You should have..." "Well, I would have eaten myself already. Don't worry about it." Kitzur, he says, "I want to explain to you why I came late." And this is a peladika yisayit. He says, you know who was once in the town of Haradna? The Yisayid V'Sheirish Aveda was the tzaddik from Haradna before Ramdachim came to Haradna. And he writes the following. What was the Aveda of the Yisayid V'Sheirish Aveda on Erev Shabbos? Peletic. Darka hoyel israchetz v'litbeil b'Erev Shabbos kedesh. He went to the mikveh. La'achem ikan ha'yeloyveish bigdei lavon. And he would go to the Beis HaKnesses, umegila shir hashirim biyada. It's in the Hakdom of the Yisayi V'Sheish HaVedra, they say. He had a Megillah, handwritten, the cloth that he himself wrote. Ashu atzmei kos v'kedin b'kedusha. V'yakoyre shir hashirim b'hislavus rabbe. Erev Shabbos, he would sit and read this Shir Hashirim from this parchment of Shir Hashirim. B'mesikis u'b'dveikis ne'ra'a v'hine kabali b'yadeinu ma'aviseinu zakar b'nachem kemaradna. We have a Kabbalah sheb'eisah shoha yomalachimala poiski miloyim ashira. This time I'm myself and Abichalev. It's the beginning of the Yisayid V'Sheirish Aveda. That the Malachim, we have a Kabbalah, Zakar Nachim Kemaradna, that they stopped saying Shira. Miskaptim Uboyim Laradna. They would come to Aradna. There's a whole new meaning to Bruchim Abayim, huh? To Shalom Aleichem Alachi Asher. See here? Umakshivim Lekoil Ni'ima Shira Shirim Shleisa Chasid. That was Erev Shabbos by Rav Nachum by Risoid V'Sheir Shavayda. Zok Rav Nachum Kev. You know what I did today? I'll tell you what I did. You know, the soldiers would come, the Russian soldiers would pass by the cities, and a lot of them were Yidden. So we had to find places for them, to take care of them, find them a warm meal, a hot meal and a warm bed, right? I was busy with that. That's what I was busy with the entire Erev Shabbos, and that's why I came late to the meal. You hear? Zakab Nachemke. That the Avaida of the Yisayid V'Sheirish Avaida Kozeh HaYabadayris Kaidmin. That was an Avaida for those days. They didn't have to worry about Yiddish soldiers in the army. He would have left everything, the whole. He would leave it alone. What? What's the Chiddush? Good. All right. What's the Chiddush? So the emes is Avram Avinu, to him it wasn't the Chiddush. Obviously, if Rav Nachum Karadna is saying it, it's a Chiddush. It wasn't a Chiddush for Rav Nachum Karadna. And it wasn't a Chiddush for the Baal Yisayid V'Sheirish Aveda. Unfortunately, it was a Chiddush for the people who were listening, right? Manayim b'deireinu, that we need such Musa Shmusa, right? Who is the Chiddush for? It's the Sinish Shadim mentioned of Rav Nachum. To them, you're right, it's a Dover Pashit. Unafsha fa'ayich, Mr. Chad, Kairid, Mr. Omer, for you, it's a Dover Pashit. Mr. Chad, G'daylun. So to you, it's a Pashit Zach. You see, a person has to know priorities. The Yisayid V'Sheirish HaAveda is Neisa Ba'olam Chaveira. That's what we learn from this Yisayid. And I want to tell you over a peledik of what I saw. It's brought down in Be'er HaTeir. It's a beautiful, beautiful word. Mamisha, shame to go. What is a Neisa Ba'olam? What does it mean? And why am I talking this? Because I've added the Torah you heard before, that Neisa Ba'olam, and it's so important. I like to talk, what does it mean, Lamaisa? What's the Lamaisa for Neisa Ba'olam Chaveira? if you're going to learn from this story to run out and help Russian soldiers, Christ, I hope you didn't walk away from the shmuz with Africa, Erev Shabbos running around helping Russian soldiers. That's not lemaisa for us. So what is the lemaisa for us? What should we take out? You notice, Rabbi Yisai, noisa, it doesn't say noisa ba'oil chaveri. I always had this deal. Noisa ba'oil im chaveri. No, here, let's talk. What's the lashon? It should be I'm noisa ba'oil chaveri. My friend is suffering. My friend has a package. My friend is carrying a heavy load. I should be noisa ba'oil of chaveri. No, it's still the nusa. Noisa ba'oil chaveri. What is noisa ba'oil im chaveri? I'm noisa ba'oil with my friend. So grade in Hilchas Nesias Prika Teina, there's halachas that if my friend is not being noisa the oil, so I don't have a chiyuv to help him, right? There's no chiyuv that he sits there and watches me carry his load. Does that mean here too, noisa ba'oil im chaveri? He schleps and ich schlep. He's making with his head yes. Don't say yes, because it's not yes. That's not the pshat. I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. Rabbi Yeruchim says a meir de gazach. Rabbi Yeruchim says, yisoid of noisa ba'oil im chaveri is not to think it's Yenim's oil. It's to think that it's your oil. Noise ba'oil chaveira, you already lost. You already didn't hit the nekuda. It's not the chaveira's oil. It's your oil. Rabbi Ruchim says this clearly. He says in the Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu went out, Vayetze, he went out and he was noise ba'oil. What did he do? Zak the Medrash. What did he do? Say the Medrash. So Rabbi Yochanan Tainis, what's the pshat? He goes out and he helps. He puts it on his shoulder because he's trying to tell the person who said it's your oil, it's my oil as well. It's all the same. It's your tzar is my tzar. Your problem is my problem. And that's called Noisa Ba'ilim Chaveri. Ichud HaNefashis, Altsayim, Azizak Rabbi Yochum, Kesedet, and he's losing on this. Memelitz Meduyak Rabbi Say, Noisa Ba'il, not Ba'il Chaveri, Noisa Ba'il, your oil, Im Chaveri, with his friend. And I'll tell you where I saw Meir de Gavot about this. When Moshe Rabbeinu was taken out of the waters, Basia, she sees something interesting. Vatiftach vatareyu es hayeled vihinei nar boicha vateimer miyaldei ha'ivriyim zeh. Rashi says, koiloi kenar. He had a very, very strong voice. Almost like a grown-up child. The Mefarshim even talked that Moshe Rabbeinu, Balmun, a lot of talk about this in Halacha. How could, when a child has a voice of a grown-up, it's the Chabal Mum, and Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. It's not a Halacha Shira, basically. Abba Lamaisa was Kaylei Kenar. Why do we have to know this? Why is it so important to know that it was Kaylei Kenar? So I see it so amirid gavot. He says, first of all, what's the pshat miyaldei plural, ha'ivriyim? It says Nar Baicha. So it should have said Yal at Ivriza. Why is it Miyaldei in the plural? It's a nice Acha. Yeah. Should have said Yal at Ivri, not my Yiddish kid. Fundi Yiddish kinder. Why is that the Hadgash? So he brings a Peladik Maisa. In Prague, there was an empress. Her name was Tarazaya. She was the, I guess, the queen, so to speak, or the mayor, the lady mayor of the city, right, of Prague. He's a Maisa Shehoya, it's a history. She was terrible to the Yidden. She was terrible to the Yidden. There was an alter yid there, Reb Zalman. He was a chasheva from the chasheva people in the community. He says, I'm going to speak to her on behalf of the yidden. He had a very, very strong voice. A deep voice. He used to smoke nonstop. He had a deep voice. All right? He comes in front of this Malka, whatever she was. You'll give me the exact terms probably historically when you find out who she is. I know you're going to do the research on her. So when you come back next week, you'll tell me who she is. I don't really care, trust me. As far as I'm concerned, Ashanti makes no difference to me. But it's good just for the historic... Oh, she was in charge. Zolzainase. He comes there, and he begins to plead on behalf of Eden in a voice loud and yelling. And he originally anyway had a strong voice. So she got scared. She looked at him, what are you screaming? What are you so loud? What are you doing? Wait, I hear you. So he said, I'm Mary de Kavart. He said, it's not my voice that I'm using. My voice is the voice of Ganz Prague, Old Eden. And I come with that voice representing all the voices of Prague, the Yiddish people of Prague. Quote you the Lashon. Tidi shaloi ani levad medaber elecha al kol nafsho yis Yisrael asher dorim tachs mishnaltecho heima medabrim mitoich geroini v'tsoyakim elecha v'tivu dvorov b'eineha v'anacha asal yudim. She accepted it. His voice wasn't his, but his voice was Klal Yisrael. So that's the pshat. When she opened the teva, she hears a voice that's very loud. It's Kinar. Why is it so loud? Miyaldei ha'ivriyim zeh. His voice, his tear, his cry is not personal. He's crying the cry. It's like, because of this word, I'm saying the shmuz. I'm so moved by it. Want to know what Moshe Rabbeinu was? And don't come and ask me, he was a baby. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. He was born with the so it was Eiris in Shtub. Fragnish di Kashis. How old was Aaron? Who knows the history? How old was Aaron? Huh? He was three. The Hine Nar Baicha. According to the Balaturim, it's going on Aaron? The Hine Nar Baich is not going on Meisha Rabbeinu. It's going on Aaron. The Yalde Ha'ivriyim Zeh. Only Aaron, a brother who could cry like this at the age of three for another brother, does Ayyid. The Yalde Ha'ivriyim. He was going on Aaron. Balaturim, I believe so. The Hine Nar Baich is not Meisha. Only on Aaron, who stood by the side over there and he's watching and he's crying. He's 3 years old. Not Yalde Ha'ivriyim Zeh on Aaron, that he could cry like this for a brother. What do we have from this Chavetai? This was the Sheirish of Nation Aaron. What it means to be Nisa Ba'ilim Chavere. Yalde Ha'ivriyim, either, like I said, it's going on Aaron, but either way, but whose voice were they echoing? Us as Klal Yisrael, not personal. Yalde Ha'ivriyim. This is what it means to be nicer ba'oil in chaveray. That's as if it's yours. Let's learn up Rabbi Said the lashon of the Chazal. Nosan einav v'libay. What's the double lashon? Einav v'libay. What's wrong with einav? What's wrong with libay? What's both? Pashit. I always understood it means ain't up. First you gotta look. So if you don't inquire, then so first nasan ain't of kama. Velibai kama. It's two things. Nasan ain't of person doesn't notice if he's not paying attention. If you have to pay attention, Nasan Eina V'Libay Liyis Meitzer Aleya. Now that's a chabesai. The Chazal are teaching that there's two inyanim in Neisav Ayin and Chaveli. The first thing you have to be is Nasan Einav, but that's not enough. You have to also be Nasan Liba. If you're only Nasan Liba and not Nasan Einav, it's also not enough. You need to be Nasan Einav, the Liba Liyos Meitzer Aleinu. It's not the same thing. It's Nasan Einav, Nasan Liba. You ask me, what do I mean by this? I'll tell you. How many times do we pass by and we see a sign that someone is a chayla? And what is our reaction? Feel bad. It's a good thing. I'm not going to knock it. But that's the extent of where we get involved, right? You get that kracht. That's still not called Naisa Ba'ilim Chave. It's a good thing, Rabbi. It's a nice thing. But that's only Nasa Libay. In his heart, he understands it's tutem vei yenim's matziv. Then there's also nasan einav, which means you also have to look into the situation to see if you could do something about it. Nasan einav v'libay. And how do I know this? The answer is it's a chazal mitzvei maisis. Because avad yed the chazal dafkum mitzvei maisis. All right. Meisha Rabbeinu was Nasan Eina V'Libay. What did he do? Zok the Chazal, the Medrash. Zok the Medrash. Vayar B'Siv Leisam. Mahu Vayar? Shehayaraya B'Siv Leisam U'Baycha. V'Oymer Chavali Aleichem Yitei Maisi Aleichem. Sagt mir Rabbeisai, was hat der Jid, was Moshe Rabbeinu sitzt im Wein, was hat er von mir? Halavai, it bothers me and it hurts me. Mele what? Why is that so important? What are you saying? Sagt mir, eh? Mele, was in ihm sitzt in einer Zimmer, when er weint, Anna, Bach, Klal Yisrael, you can't help him any. Could you help? So do something. Then Chazal say, besides all this, later on Chazal continue, V'hayanoysing, Ksefov, V'misayeya, L'cholechot, V'yachon, oh yeah, good, that's good. He went and he helped them, yeah. Episode of Ketan, he did something for them. So what's the haschalav of Beichem, Yitin, Musi, Aleichem, what's the ustah from that? So the truth is, I always thought maybe that they heard it. Yitin, Musi, Aleichem, sometimes you could do for somebody by showing compassion to him. When you give tzedakah, Rabbeisai, not always it's the amount of money that you give. It's the way you give it to him. It's the smile. It's the chizuk that you give him. In every Naisa Ba'oil, there are many aspects to Naisa Ba'oil. Naisa Ba'oil could come as also that I tell the person, I have feelings, so there's someone that feels for you. So it could be that's the pshat in the Chazal. So I have a raya from a mitz from zwei meises, meise gedele, eina from alte from kelim and eina from achofitz chay. Okay, so you want to know it? Let's do it together because I like this is what I like. I want to learn a pshat in the Chazal. Mi yitain meisi aleichem. She's talking to them. Okay, that's what I'm. Mi meir could be he stood there and said, "I'm with you." Okay. That's saying with two meises. One from the altar from Kelim, and one from the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. The altar from Kelim used to take spazieren. All the Balim must never spazieren. Weißt du, in Slabotkin, Kelim, they go spazieren. Okay. He's walking down the main kvish in Kelim, and he begins to krechts. This is from the Me'eres Hagdayim. It's brought down in the Sefer. Chaim Zaitchi brings this meiser. I believe it. All right? So he brings that the... Hey, he starts to krechts. They ask him, Rebbe, what are you krechtsing? He says, the race, wiffle, Yiddishe, the genomen Yiddishe Menschen, and say, gemacht, machen, avoidus perich, machen der this street. Do you have any idea of wieviel Yiddishe sweat and pain went into making this street? And people walk across it, the Shetnafish, as if nothing happened. Sapmir Yidalach. The people who made that kvish have anything was er geht darum krach zu wenden, was hat man von dem? That's what you think. That's not the point. The point is, was hat ich? Er geht darum, ach schrecklich, eisig, ein nebach, was neb, what is it, the point? You know what the Teretz is, Rabbi Yisai? See dein Bruder, see dein Tate. It hurts. The guy has nothing from it. There's no question about it. And I'll bring you a raya from a meisim and Elia Chafetz Chaim. In Chayev Pa'alev state that the Chafetz Chaim did not sleep in a bed during World War I. Says it clearly, he never slept in a bed during World War I. Put down clearly. Chayev Pa'alev is an emes to say for Chakai Yisai. The Rebbe sent him gefragt, Tavas. And he answered, how can I sleep in a bed that was a Yiddish breed out of the foxholes during the war? Tell me, does it change anything for the people who are in the foxholes if he sleeps in a bed or not? It doesn't change anything. It doesn't have to be rational. A nice ba'al isn't that I have to decide to help. It could be just the fact that I am close enough to you that your pain is my pain. Miyitein musi aleich. What's the lashon musi aleich? But I'd rather die instead. What they were dying? What's the lashon musi? I don't know what it means. I'd rather die. And you don't want to see something. What do you say? Halavai v'otav gestabim mishkazen. I should have never seen it. That's called noise be'oil imchavim. The other part of Nais Sabayil is not just to do that, but to do something. To go and try to help. And to try to go and to pick up the brick, not just be yaitza with that. And I want to tell you, I made it to Knais. My elder Zayda, when he came to America, got a beautiful job in Avas Teira in the Bronx. Came in Rosh Hashiva. To get a job in those days was very, very difficult. And they all came back. They didn't have jobs and they didn't have money. And they hit the jackpot by getting a job. I have a letter. I wasn't home. In the morning I was trying to look for the letter. I didn't have enough time to look for it. But I pretty much quote you word for word what it says there. He writes to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, who was still in Shanghai at the time, that he's giving up his job in Avas Teira. Why is he giving it up? How could I find comfort at night with an apartment with a supper when the Yiddish Shabbat on the DP camps? I'm giving up the job and throwing myself into Varatzot. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, who gives up everything. Alta from Kellum asks, should he not make a cheshbon? What am I gaining from this? What do I have from this? Isn't it more better that I should stay in the king's palace and become Karev Lamalchus? I could have done much more. It's pretty good. Today they would say, Mamish, he acted almost childish, so to speak, on whim of emotion. So, Dalton and Kellen, from here we learn a Merdiki site. All the pu'ulis is not the ikka. Noisa ba'ilim chaveira is the ikka. And in that moment, Noisa ba'ilim chaveira was the meter that had to be shown. To overlook it, to say, you know what, I could not pay attention. That's already a cheshbon, which would override the midah of being noisabayil, to be able to to swallow what he saw. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't swallow what he saw. And the Torah gave him the right to do it and said that this is Vayigdal, Vayetze Lechov, that this was the Shayrish of the Geulah. Then it's Tudvei, then Ayid is Pitzava. That is the Hanhaga that Ayid has to take. It's a Meirid Gezach. To be able to make a cheshbon, you know what, I'm not going to use my emotion. Let's use those words. Control your emotion for the better, for the bigger better of something. So when you see from here that was not the Avodah, that's not what the Torah expects of us. If you can't react when you see the pain of another yid, there's something wrong. The cheshbonis should come later, maybe, but not at that moment. And the Torah held it. This is Vayigdal Vayetzeh Alecha. Chassam Sofer says Vayigdal Moshev. What's the Vayigdal? What was his greatness? Right here, Vayetzeh Alecha. This is where we see Moshe Rabbeinu becoming a gadol, not making all the cheshbonis. He kills the Mitzri. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? What? And the Torah says he was thinking nice of Ayom Chamei. That's what he was thinking, and that's what the Torah wants we should think. And how do we come to this? I want to end with the following. Vayetze, it says it twice in the pasuk. Vayetze Alechav. Vayhi Bayomim Vayigdal Moshe Vayetze Alechav. Then it says again. Vayari Shitzmagrish. The next day. Vayetze. Vayayim Hasheni. Why does it say twice? It should say Vahiba Yayim Hasheni. Why again? So the truth, the Medrash asks us for a kasha. Shnei Yitzias Yatzais Tzadik. There's something unique about the Vayetze, something special about the Vayetze. And this Vayetze, says the Medrash, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to become Moshe Rabbeinu, because Shnei Pamim Yatza, two times he went out. Says the Yifetayer. Vayetze min ha'armai, that he left the palace. Zayda told me from the Altuf and Slabotka, Vayetze means, Vayetze, he went out of his life, his comfort. The Lashon that he would say is, as arois fun zayn zich, so zayn fayanah. You know, Rabbi Sai, which means it's about perspective, Vayetze. It's not the physical going out. You're so wrapped up in us. What?
What's the significance in 3:05?
Us. That's a schmooze for a quarter to 3 till 3:30. If you want to stay, I'm ready to stay with you. Okay? But the longest is, the Vayetze doesn't mean he physically went out. Vayetze means, in the perspective, he went out. Yatsa me'atzmi. Person lives wrapped up in himself. But everything he sees, and every, that's all he sees. And I'll end with one good buffer of Yerukim, and then the rest of the Olam wants to wait to stay for the second shift till 3:30 about the two Vayetzes. As long as they're not going to be Vayetze, they don't leave us. Okay? The Biruchim once said a meyudikah thing, that when a guy has an issue of parnasa, for example, every bracha in Shemin Esrei, he finds parnasa. It's a meyudikah thing. He says, let's go into the mind of a guy who's dying for parnasa. Magen Avram, he gave a parnasa to Avram Avinu, no? Who gave Ashiris? State of Klan Chazal, right? Ani Asharti is Avram. Okay, Chayim Mason. Imagine if I don't have food, I don't have parnasa. Chayin Adas, I gotta be smart. I gotta make my good business deals, right? V'chahena. The whole Shemin Esrei goes with this top here. If Ainu give me gezunt, I'll be gezunt. I'll be able to travel to who knows where in that place and make my Alts Lichten and cup dust. And the truth is, 90% of the tefillah is not about him. It's about Klal Yisrael. It's about the matzav of Klal Yisrael. person in Tchuna is completely wrapped up in himself. And everything that goes around him, he sees it through his own eyes. And I'll end with the following. I see I have 2 more seconds to 1:45. All right? The second shiur begins 1:45. Okay. My uncle once said a meir de kazach. I said it here, Barabim once, but it's kedai to say it again. You know, if like Zagin, that Elul Afilu, the fish in Vasa Tzitter. You want to do a scientific experiment. We should do it in the schools, you know, with those scientific, what do they call those things that they make, the science project. To see if Elul, the fish, attacked Tzitter. It would be interesting to see. Okay. So my uncle said, I made it a kefat. He said, Ayid. Because everything is by him Elul is Elul, so everything he sees is Ra'adah. So when the fish are swimming around, he sees shaking, because to him, that's the pshat. It's not a din in the fish, it's a din in the person. That the Gavra who has Aim of a Yira, yeah, he sees the fish that way. That's what he sees. And my uncle says, I'll prove it to you. And when he went, he told this vart over to a travel agent. You know what the travel agent said? That's a good vart. Get a lot of mileage out of this vart. What's the lumnus on Mesa? Yedel mensch. Zet durch seine Augen. He sees through his eyes. Kayetze. Farais gain from the Zich El Echov. That becomes the site of Neusa. The island. It's not enough, Kevin. I can't. I Rachmanis says I can't. You gotta do something. And on the same time, the Hergeshim, because that's what it is. You lack the Hergeshim of the Yidra Vosai. Something's wrong. Something wrong. It's even if you can't help, and even if it's not part of. Christ says, "Well, I can't help anyway." Stop it, mate. It's bothering you. That's nice to the island chaver, the yisayt from Ayid, for takas eichazayim. Like the Alta from Kelim says, that the gula achreinu will come, nice to the island chaver. He says it clearly. Almost the divri nevias, takas eichazayim to the gula achreinu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.